Chapter 6. How does a China rabbit die? Can a China rabbit drown? Is my hat still on my head? These were the questions that Edward asked himself as he went sailing out over the blue sea. The sun was high in the sky, and from what seemed to be a very long way away, Edward heard Abby Lean call his name. "Edward," she shouted, "come back!" "Come back? Of all the ridiculous things to shout," thought Edward. As he tumbled, ears over tail through the air, he managed to catch one last glimpse of Abby Lean. She was standing on the deck of the ship, holding onto the railing with one hand. In her other hand was a lamp. No, it was a ball of fire. No. Edward realised it was his gold pocket watch that Abby Lean held in her hand. She was holding it up high and was reflecting the light of the sun. "My pocket watch," he thought. "I need that." And then Abby Lean disappeared from view, and the rabbit hit the water with such tremendous force that his hat blew off his head. That answers the question, thought Edward, as he watched the hat dance away on the wind. And then he began to sink. He sank and sank and sank. He kept his eyes open the whole time, not because he was brave, but because he had no choice. His painted-on eyes witnessed the blue water turning to green and then back to blue again. They watched as it finally became as black as night. Edward went down and down. He said to himself, "If I'm going to drown, certainly I would have done so by now." Far above him, the ocean liner, with Abby Lean aboard it, sailed blithely on. And the China rabbit landed, finally, on the ocean floor, face down, and there with his head in the muck, he experienced his first genuine and true emotion. Edward Tulane was afraid.